Our gospel comes from Matthew chapter 24. Jesus said to the disciples, "About that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. So we hear all through this gospel reading, "Be ready." We've just finished Thanksgiving. We are well on our way to Christmas. We have the whole church decorated in anticipation for Christmas. My house is decorated, and I love it. I love walking in my neighborhood after dark and seeing the lights on my neighbor's houses and getting to see all these various signs of Christmas. I smile when I walk by a house that has an ornament or a decoration kind of like this. And for those on the radio listening, it's a reindeer, blow-up reindeer holding onto a blow-up Santa falling from the roof. It makes me smile. I looked up images of Advent online to see what pops up. And here's what the internet tells us are signs of Advent. We have nativity scenes and candles, which tracks. That's what we think of as signs of Advent. Next Saturday, we have the Christmas market. And as part of that, the guys get together and they put up the nativity scene outside our church. So we'll get to see that. Or I think about Advent calendars. We have the wine calendars that are out there and also the chocolate calendars. Kind of different ways of counting down the days to Christmas. I do wonder, do these bring us into watching and waiting for Jesus? Or this is another scene of Advent according to Google. The candles again, but with the words hope, love, joy, and peace. And these are things in the church that we believe belong to Advent. These are things we celebrate. But here in the church, we also begin the season of Advent, this season of waiting and watching for Jesus, hearing Jesus not describe himself with words that are about hope, love, joy, and peace, but he compares himself to a thief in the night. Just to recap, Jesus said, "Keep awake. You don't know what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and wouldn't have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." That's always surprised me, Jesus saying he will come like a thief in the night. None of us wants a thief coming to our house, especially not at night. If you've ever had your house broken into, you know the kind of fear and sense of violation that experience can cause. I've never had my house broken into, but I have had my purse gone through in another country. It was in a locked room. Someone broke into the room and rifled through it and took money. And there's such a sense of intrusion when that kind of thing happens. So nowhere have I seen Advent or Christmas images that are like this passage. No images get put of people trying to stay awake. I think about those little Christmas villages that people put up, and not once have I seen an image of Jesus trying to break into a little house as a sign of Advent. And it kind of makes me want to create some Christmas cards showing Jesus like this. "Merry Christmas, Jesus is coming." Jesus like a robber, except apparently only a few people will get it. Jesus, like a thief in the night, is a bit more uncomfortable than baby Jesus in the manger. A baby can be held and cuddled. Robber Jesus is an image that catches us off guard. And I wonder if we can sit with that for a bit. Because Jesus intentionally lifts up this image to describe his coming at an unexpected hour and what that might look like. Perhaps it is meant to invite us to ask, where have we become too comfortable in our faith? Do we only allow Jesus to enter our life where we want Jesus, like in our mealtime prayers or when we really need Jesus? But then we stiff-arm Jesus, you stay there, and we're going to go about life as we want to in all these other areas. That might be why Jesus uses such a surprising image to describe his arrival. Debbie Thomas writes about this passage, and she notes there's a couple things we might get from it. The first is, she says, we might prepare to be robbed. As she puts it, during Advent, we are called to make room for the long-anticipated Christ, to prepare space for the beautiful new life that is coming, that Jesus is bringing. But she asks, how can we do this if we're already filled to the rafters? Like if we're filled to the rafters with our stuff, or filled to the rafters with emotional and other junk that we carry around with us and have a hard time letting go. She writes, maybe Jesus breaks in because our valuables have become liabilities. Maybe Jesus comes as a thief because we need to be robbed. Like, what are we clinging to that Jesus needs to take? She suggests, how about our apathy, our self-righteousness, our fears, our unforgiveness? I'd add our own comfort. Jesus calls us here to keep awake, which invites us to ask, are we going through life sleepwalking? Where are the places we are asleep to Jesus? Or are we asleep to other people's needs and experiences? Or do we numb ourselves to our own needs and challenges, whether with a substance or busyness or another show or scroll through social media? So much of our lives are uncertain. I don't know about you, but I really like certainty. We want to know what's happening, what will happen, how will things go? And we can plan and prepare, but so much of our lives is unknown. Jesus himself notes that no one knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man will come. And I think we've known throughout history, so many have tried to predict it. And as one person said, all those predictions have had one thing in common. They've all been wrong. Jesus here even says he doesn't know the day or the hour. So why should we even attempt to try to figure it out? What he does is he names the fact that we live in uncertainty. We cannot fully know what is to come. The only certainty we have is Jesus will be there with us and for us in all things. So Jesus tells us how to live in that uncertainty, to keep awake. Again, I don't know about you, but I know there are times when I can spend so much time keeping awake to the wrong things, worrying about the wrong things. Sometimes things I can't change. Sometimes things, if I would give them some time instead of trying to fix it or go into action and do something about it, if I just wait, sometimes these things work themselves out. So I spend all this time on keeping awake to things that aren't helpful, when there are so many real needs out there that we need to be awake to be awake to Jesus' work in our lives, to be awake to people not having enough food or enough money to pay their rent, to be awake to very real prejudice and bias that's damaging lives out there and sometimes in here, to be awake to a lack of relationships or understanding that's happening across cultural divides, to be awake to so many other needs. It's why in our community and among our churches, we've tried to put things in place like Love in the Name of Christ, this organization that supports people in emergency situations, so that we are awake to needs and trying to do something about them in our community. Or it's why we have the Giving Tree in our community every year, and Love in the Name of Christ is helping to organize that again. And our church has a tree right out there where you can take tags, so do a bunch of other churches. You can take tags to get gifts for children who need them at Christmas time. It's also why our stewardship committee recommended and our council approved that all our Christmas Eve offerings again this year are going to go out. They'll go to things like the Backpack Ministry, Love in the Name of Christ, and ELCA Disaster Response to help in disasters across the world. As we know, Jesus came to this earth to give of himself for your life, for my life, for the life of this world. And so we too seek to keep awake to those who are experiencing needs around us and to do something for the good of our world. This past year, we got to have a Spanish-English class in the spring to try to build relationships across language divides and to help those of us who only speak English learn maybe a little bit of Spanish to try to show our neighbors that we care and we want to get to know them. We just had another one-time class here a little over a week ago, and we hope to do another one in January. And at this one-time class, just a little over a week ago, new people came that I'd never met before, and we were grateful. It's just one more way we try to stay awake to our neighbors. We try to follow Jesus on his path in ministry, and he calls us to keep awake to him, and we are promised that one day he will come like a thief in the night, and robber Jesus will take away all our false senses of security and all the misguided places we put our trust, so that we may instead solely rely on him, the true source of life. In the meantime, may we keep awake to Jesus in all areas of life, not just the ones we are willing to change, but all areas. May we keep awake to the needs of our neighbors, keep awake to the experiences of the people around us, especially those who are different from us. May we keep awake to generosity. May we keep awake to kindness and compassion. And most of all, may we keep awake to Jesus and prepare to turn over to Jesus. May he take from us all that gets in the way of following him. In Jesus' name, amen.